Hello, hello. Welcome back to Tea with Teddy. My name is Christabel, and I'm here to give you some tea on fresh and new perspectives. It's been a little over a year since I've been here, and I want to say a lot of things have changed. In the last year, I have relocated. I have achieved things that I never could have dreamed of. I have literally gotten to a place in my life that I thought I would only get to at the age of 28 or 29. But in the last year too, I've gone through some changes. I've gone through a lot of things and painful moments, and I've had to uncover really hard truths about the world, about my life, about myself, about my surroundings. And this has just caused me to think about the concept of fresh perspectives. You know, it is my anniversary of relocation. I relocated in May. And after looking at the whole year in retrospect, I realized that perspectives matter, you know? As I relocated, I remember having such an expectation for what my life was going to look like, for what my situation was going to look like. I was hopeful. And it's so easy when we write up some dreams or visions on our vision board and we say, I want this, I want that. You know, we can have this tunnel vision that is so narrow. Our vision is so narrow that all we see is the end result, and we're forgetting that the journey it takes to get to that end result can sometimes be tumultuous, long, merry-go-round. I mean, even when I think about it as a Christian, the Bible says that the children of Israel wandered the desert for 40 years on the way to Canaan, and by the time that they got there, it was a completely different generation. And what was the reason for that? Their perspectives. Their perspectives, which honestly, God waited for their perspectives to change for 40 years. And they didn't change until God said, you know what? I made a promise to you, but I'm going to fulfill it through a different generation. I'm not 100% sure where the Lord is leading me with this, but I'm going to keep going and let's go together. So that in itself shows you that perspective is so important, how you see things and how you see the world around you. And, you know, in the last month or so, I've been reflecting and I said to myself, wow, when I look back at this last year, my perspective on it as a whole is I actually did well. If I look at my achievements in the last year, I did well. It took a lot to get here. It wasn't easy, but I did well. But at the same time, looking back, when I think about all the things I went through this year, I'm like, this year was hard. It was hard. But looking back, I'm forced to ask myself, am I going to look at the past 12 months from the perspective of my failures, my challenges, or am I going to look at it from the perspective of my successes? Because technically, in the moment, what I saw as failures were really just obstacles. Because at the end of the day, everything I wanted, everything I came to British Columbia looking for, I now have. Albeit I don't have it in the way I thought I would. It didn't come in the package I thought. It didn't come at the time I thought. But I have it. There is a journey. There's a journey that we have to go through to get to the place that we want to be. To get to the place that God wants to take us to. And, you know, just reflecting just made me realize, like, there is power in that journey. Like, we can't make prayers, powerful prayers, and expect that our journey to those fulfillments of the prayers is going to be easy. Because it's pressure that makes diamond. It's pressure that makes diamonds. If you don't want a diamond, or if you don't want the pressure, then don't ask for a diamond. It's the test. It's the times where you're going to ask yourself, hey, am I cut out for this? Am I built out for this? Or am I out of my wit's end? Is this like something I can handle? Or it's looking like I ain't going to make it. On the path and the journey to self-discovery, discovering your purpose, living out your purpose, fulfilling your dreams, there's going to be so many tests and so many challenges. But what changes the outcome and what makes the journey have a different impact on your life is the perspective. I was watching this sermon by Sarah Jakes, because she's been trending a little bit, and it says that we need to be locked in, and it's like having focus. You are so focused on the end goal that no matter what is happening in your life, you don't care. You're so focused that you're gonna keep going. It's like that actress who is on stage, or that comedian who's on stage, and they are acting, they are performing in front of an audience that doesn't really appreciate the art, an audience that's booing at them, throwing tomatoes, but they continue. They keep going, they keep pushing, they keep pressing. And at the end of their set, they end up with a round of applause. Why? Because it takes a person who's built different to keep on going when all odds are against them. It takes a person who's built different to stand at a table in front of their enemies. You know, Psalms 23 says that the Lord prepares a table before David in front of his enemies. But do you know the kind of person you'd have to be able to stand and eat at a table in front of your enemies? It's not even about showing off. It's the audacity for me. It's the, you ain't gonna stop me for me. It's the, I don't mind who's here, but I'm eating for me. It's the, read it and weep for me. Not all of us are built like that. Not all of us are built like that to be able to stand confident in the face of pressure. The same David that we're talking about, David had different kind of audacity. David had a different kind of audacity. David saw. He saw the end goal and he said, I may have a sling and a stone. But guess what? Goliath, today you are finished. I don't care if you're going to laugh at me. I don't care if everyone's looking at me like I'm crazy because I just got a sling and a stone. Today you are finished. Right? That is the level of focus that we need to get to. Because obviously to try and achieve something that looks unachievable, you kind of look foolish. The bigger your dreams, the more foolish you become. It's the audacity for me. It's the audacity. Even Joseph in the Bible, it's the audacity for Joseph to keep telling people, don't forget about me. To keep, you know, hoping and dreaming, to tell his brothers his dreams and all of that. They asked him, who does this man think he is? Like, why do you think we're going to bow down before you? That didn't stop him from talking about it, though. He had the audacity. He was built different. He said, well, this is what I saw, and this is what I'm going to hold on to. He held on to it in the pit. He held on to it in Egypt. He held on to it when he was working. He held on to it when he was in prison. He held on to it by the time he got out. He held on to it until he met his brothers again years later. And he was the epitome of what he saw in that vision. So I'm posting this up as a reminder to myself and to you to just say, may our perspectives not destroy our journey. May our perspectives not hinder us to getting to our final destination. May our perspectives not stop us from seeing the fullness of who we've been created to be whilst we're still alive. I don't want to die and then not achieve what I know I was created to achieve. I don't want to die whenever the Lord takes me and not fulfill my destiny. As long as I'm alive, as long as I'm awake, as long as I wake up every day, guess what? I'm not giving up. And I believe that you shouldn't either. We all have those things that we know in our heart. God said, you're supposed to be this person. You know, I have this gift. You may not be a Christian as you're listening to this, but you know what you're called to do. You could still be someone who knows what you're called to do. And I'm asking you to shift your perspective. If you know what you're called out for, if you know what burns in your heart with a passion, wake up every day and say, I will, and I do, no matter what. Every single day, don't give up. For myself as a Christian, I'm saying to myself, Christabel, this summer, honey, you're going to wake up and you're going to make it happen. If you know who you're supposed to be, if you know where you're supposed to be, if you know who you really are, you got to wake up and show up as that girl every single day, no matter what comes your way, no matter what tests you, no matter what tempts you. Don't let the opinions of others take you down, Christabel. Don't let the opinions of others tear you down. Don't let fear tear you down. Don't let negative ideas tear you down. Don't let facial expressions tear you down. You stand up there and you be Christabel in who Christabel is supposed to be. Don't shrink yourself for anyone. And as I have named myself, I ask you to name yourself as well. What is your name? And who is that girl? Who is that guy? Who is that person? Name yourself. Who are you? Call yourself out. You are a champion. You are a star. You are gifted. You are talented. You're excellent. You're intelligent. You're beautiful. You're handsome. You're wise beyond your years. You have a special anointing on you. You have a special oil on you. And the oil is the oil to be you. Nobody else can be you. But if you try to be somebody else, you will fail dismally. And so I ask you to stand. Stand in the truth of who you are. And go after that person. Go after the things that you know belong to you. And don't give up. Have a fresh perspective. Even as you're in that journey, take pleasure in it. Take joy in it. Because you know you're working on yourself. You know that pressure creates diamonds. And if you just keep pushing and pushing, you're about to get the final result. If you don't give up, if you don't give in, if you don't throw in the towel, very soon we'll be celebrating you. And with that, I say thank you. And we meet again next time.